B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You know, you heard us today, and we talked a lot about Big Brothers and Big Sisters because here at Beasley Media Philadelphia, all of our radio stations, we're proudly supporting the Big Brothers Big Sisters Miles for Mentoring campaign. So a buddy of mine, and I love him to death, he's CEO of Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Marcus Allen. He's currently on a 3,700-mile bike ride from San Francisco to Atlantic City to raise awareness for the need for people to sign up to become Bigs. Now, a Big is a mentor and a role model for area youth. Bigs donate a few hours a month to be a positive influence for a child in need. There are currently over 750 area children on a waiting list to be matched with a Big. Go to 975thefanatic.com to read more, and please consider becoming a Big Brother, Big Sister today. But again, the thing is called Miles for Mentoring. It's a campaign to raise $105,000 and 105 mentors by July 23rd in recognition of the 105-year history of Big Brothers, Big Sisters independence. That's over a century of positively impacting youth in our local communities. Please get involved by visiting miles.givesmart.com or make a donation by texting Miles, M-I-L-E-S, to 76278. And on the line with us, that's right, on the road, is my man, the great Marcus Allen. Marcus!
What's up, Anthony, my man? What's going on, brother?
What's happening? Where are you at during this journey?
Man, we are currently in Truckee, California. Beautiful little small town. We just did about 67 miles to get here yesterday, which we had one of our toughest days. We ended up doing about 8,500 feet of elevation climbing with our bike, man. And I'm hurting this morning, but I'm excited and motivated for what we're doing today, brother.
Wow, so where is, what part of California is that in reference to San Francisco? So is it inland?
Yeah, it's inland. I think it's a little north.
We're right by Tahoe.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, well,
yeah, right by Tahoe.
You made some great strides, man. You're already close to Tahoe. That's impressive.
That's one thing you can say. So I'm sitting here. So it's me and three of my buddies. We're riding together, and one of the guys, his name is Gary Jonas. He's on this with me. He's a board member. He's been a Big and the Big Brothers Big Sisters for 15 years. So when you talk about someone like putting their money where their mouth is, this guy has done it. Not only has he spent time with kids in our program, but he's doing this with me and two other guys, Art Elwood and John Krause, to raise awareness and raise money for this amazing cause.
So let me ask you a question. What's your day? What's it like? And, you know, you're going from San Francisco to Atlantic City. How are you mapping this thing out? And where does weather come to? It's a great journey. First of all, you know, listen, I think you're the best, man. And it's such a great thing that you're doing to bring awareness. So tell us about the journey.
You know, I'll let Gary, because Gary's more familiar with the terrain. So, Gary, why don't you give him a quick synopsis of our journey?
So, Anthony, it's super interesting, right, because every day we have a course mapped out all the way through the end of the ride. And every morning, Marcus and I get up in a panic because we look at it, and it has this little chart that shows us how many hills we got to climb for the day or how long it is. And so we know what we got cut out for us each day on the ride. So in the beginning, it's a lot of hills. And then as we get into Utah, there's kind of, you go through those flat plains in Utah, and it's 115 miles of just grinding it out on flat ground. So, you know, the country is going to be so great to see so many different things and really, you know, so many different terrains and all. So it's a little intimidating when we're on day 5 of 47. But
47 days, that's wild. Now, what about weather? What's the weather impact here?
So, you know, we never know what to wear every day. Like yesterday we started out and it was, you know, 75 degrees. And then we got up to the top of the mountain pass and it was 40 degrees and Marcus's lips were blue. And that's hard to get blue lips on a black man.
oh my God. That's awesome. What did, so when you guys go, you guys ride how long each day? You take a break in between? Like what's the day kind of look like for you guys?
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So we have a great driver that's coming with us and really supporting the whole trip. So we'll plan out stops midway through the ride to eat, because yesterday we were on the bike for 8 hours.
Dang.
So, you know, that's a lot of time and you need to get a lot of nutrition in. I never saw a guy eat as much as Marcus Allen can eat in a day. I can tell you that.
Oh, my.
Enough, Anthony. It's still not enough. Like, we burned about 5,000 calories yesterday. You know, we're drinking a lot of waters, a lot of fluids. It is something that, like, I don't even know if you could properly plan for, because there's so many things that happen through the ride that you can never plan for. Like, we've had two flat tires already. We've had one of our riders to tumble. Fortunately, he didn't get hurt too bad. I've cut my ankle pretty significantly here on my bike. So, you know, you have all those what I call love scars. You're going to love to talk about them once the ride is over, right? But it's been just an amazing experience.
That is wild. Now, did you get a chance to, like, what time do you guys usually call it quits on a day?
Well, we call it quits when the miles are done. All right, so we don't stop till we get those miles in, because we're on a time frame. We need to be back in Atlantic City on July 23rd. So we have everything pretty much mapped out up until Wooster, Ohio. And then we have some of the people at Trek and some other folks helping us map through Pennsylvania all the way to Atlantic City, New Jersey. So we are on a pretty tight schedule as it relates to what we need to complete each and every day.
That's pretty wild. That is awesome, man. Did you hear about the Sixers?
Yeah. Well, Gary and I have been, you know, we've been talking about the Sixers. We watched the game last night. And
I
had my good friend Mark Jackson on early. I didn't get a chance to hear him, but I had to call Mark. I called Mark yesterday, right? And I was like, hey, Mark, what do you think about these Sixers, man? They lost the first game, and Gary is telling me that he thinks it's no problem. And I said, I
Gary's
don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Mark said, listen, Marcus, he said, he doesn't think Atlanta Hawks will win another game in the series.
That's right, yeah. Baby. He's right.
Gary said the same thing. I'll give him credit. Like, he don't have a whole lot of basketball knowledge, but I'll give him credit for that.
Anthony, we don't have time today, but we're going to email you our top five basketball teams.
No, real quick, Anthony, you got like 60 seconds where he can tell you what his top five all time.
Yeah, go ahead.
My top five.
Yeah. Who you got?
Well, before we start, right, I just want to tell you this, right? All right, well, I'll give you my team. My team is Wilt, greatest center of all time.
Right.
Hold on, I got to remember. It's been a while since I put this.
Yeah, Wilt, he got Michael Jordan.
No, I don't.
No, I got Michael Jordan. Let me tell you mine. Like,
my guy.
Here's mine. Mine is Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Uh-huh.
He got Steph Curry.
James Harden, who stinks.
James Harden, right? And I got a power four. Who's my power four?
Karl Malone.
That's my.
Wow, you got Mike and LeBron?
I got Mike and LeBron.
Wow, that's tough, Gary. That's tough. And Kareem. Who do you got? You got Wilt?
I got Wilt, Duncan.
Uh-huh.
Magic, Curry, and Kobe.
Wow, that's outrageous. That's great, too. I just think if Marcus doesn't go with the Hossa, I think he's a lock. But, you know, having having Mike and Mike and LeBron, I got to go get two of the best players ever.
Right. Absolutely. Look, and you're a basketball guy. You have settled this argument. We've been having this argument for a couple months.
If you got Mike and LeBron on the same team, I got to go Mike LeBron. Guys, it's close, man. It's close because I love the Curry. I'm a big Magic man. So you got good shooting. You got one of the great all time point guards. I love Duncan, Wilt's Wilt. You know, it's a good squad. But I got to go Mike and LeBron.
Right, but look at all the championships. I got winners. He's got Harden and Malone, zero championships.
Yeah, Harden's a weak link there. He's got the. He's a Hossa. He's a loser on that team. That's all right. You guys are the best. Listen, you getting Joe Marone on there? Joe's one of my buddies who is on the board of Big Brothers Big Sister.
Joe Marone, man, I can't say enough about him to your listening audience. Joe is one of our legendary bigs in the program where he started working with one of the young people in our program. And now that young person, he started working with him around the age of 8 or 9. And now that young person, 25 years later, is a lawyer in Joe's law firm. I talked to Joe this morning, Anthony, just to let him know, coming on the show. We had a board meeting this morning at 4:30 my time, 7:30 your time. And Joe's been he couldn't be more supportive.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
Yeah, but and I just want to thank you and the entire Beasley Media Group for really getting behind.
It's amazing. First of all, you know, with the organization, it's all about the children of Delaware Valley and what it means to the kids. I'm a big believer in it. You're amazing. You know, I know you guys real well, and you know, I can't back enough. And the great people here at Beasley, you know, they know what kind of cause it is. So we want to follow your journey, Marcus. We want to be there with you.
Yeah, my team is going to send you the map so you guys can check off each day and where we're going. And I'm looking forward to our party that Beasley is hosting for us, Anthony, on July 23rd when we get back to Atlantic City. So I can't wait to see you guys again and tell you all the crazy stuff that happened on our journey.
Oh, man. Be careful, all right? Watch yourself. And let's check in again, all right? Maybe next week, all right?
Absolutely. I will check in, my friend.
All right, buddy. All right, guy. Great talking to you, too. See you, boys. Be careful.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.